Wakey.
Welcome back to I'll Make a Stay Out of You, the podcast where I, Phil, get to show stray kids to my friend Tom. Tom, how are you doing?
I am doing great. How about you?
Good. Oh, you know, I'm all right. I mean, you know, been working too much, so I'm ready for a vacation.
Same.
I want to do. Yeah, it's a good time. You know, like right after the holidays, perfect time for a vacation, right?
Yeah,
that's what they say. Totally. That's what they say.
Yeah, because everyone's coming back to work. The workload is probably going to be higher than it was when you left, which means now is the time to go to leave again. So
that's
that
right.
Everyone else can do that increased workload. And then when you get back, it's back to normal.
You know, what's wild is that like I went back to my regular job and I you know, busted my ass to get through the extra work that showed up because of course it did. That's just how it works. And then once that was done, it's been relatively slow. So I actually have not had to do as much this week, which has been nice because I still have some auxiliary responsibilities that I need to circle back on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How are things with your break room, by the way? Is this break room still going good?
Well, I mean, we haven't been back since, you know.
Oh, right. So. You're still on break. That's right. Yeah. Well, never mind. You can ignore me.
Yeah. Well, hey. The break room, you know, we'll see what happens with that. Although, later this month, I think on the 22nd or maybe before then, I'm not quite sure. We are starting a nights class and it's going to be Zach and myself. So it'll be pretty nice not, you know, not being on the day shift.
Yeah.
No authority figures around to
tell you to, you know, stop playing golf at work.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Although I am teaching the longer portion of the class, I'm going to be teaching Unix and, I think he's going to teach Cisco. So the first 8 days is networking, which will be done by the civilian, one of the civilian guys who's ever going to do it. So we'll have 8 days of uninterrupted fuck around time where we could just use the break room all night. You know?
Oh, yeah.
But then after after that, for the next 17 days, it'll be the two of us in the classroom. You know,
well, that's
actually teaching.
But you've got some there's some Disney VHS tapes in the break room, right? So
I don't
fire them up.
Disney VHS, but there are VHS of some variety. Yeah. Oh, wait, you know what? I could order some. Although apparently, did I tell you that there's like a cable box in there that I guess somebody was paying for?
Right. And, you said you hooked it up, right?
Yeah, we hooked it up and we fired it up and we were watching. Mexican soap operas. It's pretty dope.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
I saw a bunch of VHS tapes. We went shopping the other day and we went to Half Price Books because I was desperate to find a less expensive copy of the Stormlight Archive by Brandon Sanderson. And it turns out can't find that. But they had a shitload of VHS tapes. So, you know, if you need them, maybe I'll find a good one for you. But I've been practicing Japanese, right?
Uh-huh.
I've been taking the busus. Not the owl app that is passive aggressively angry at me.
Yeah.
But the other one. And so that's been good, but I wanted something to practice, you know, reading Japanese more with. And so I wanted to grab some manga, but I had looked online and people like really suggest like a couple of different series and like, that's fine. But we were just walking through this Half Price Books and I just saw, there was like a Japanese section and I saw all of these volumes of this manga called Q&A. And I was like immediately like, oh my God, that is a manga that's by Adachi, who's my favorite manga artist. And I picked it up and I was like, oh my God, this is it. And so I Googled it really quick because I just thought, like, okay, there's 6 volumes here. If that is the complete series, like the complete run of this manga, I'm going to buy them all.
Yeah.
And I looked it up and sure enough, it was all 6. It was the whole story. And I was like, fuck yeah, I'm buying this. And so it was, nice. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I grabbed it and was like reading it a little bit, just not fully understanding everything, but you know, I was able to read the Hiragana pretty well, so yeah, it was pretty good.
Oh yeah,
they were only $4 a piece, so not too bad.
Oh
yeah, I know, and it's Adachi, so you know what that means. I'm not going to say, because we're going to be watching some Adachi anime on Animondays soon. So I'm not going to say what that means, but okay. but you'll know someday. And if you, the listener, wants to know, then you need to join Discord and come along for Animondays. Huh? How about that? That's when we watch anime on Discord.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always be plugging.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I guess I didn't say go to makeastay.com to join the Discord, right. But
you do need
I could
to
have
do
done that.
That. That's part
you
of
do
it.
Need to do that. Yeah. Whoopsie poops. Anyway, but this isn't a manga podcast. This is a Stray Kids podcast, and we have some content to watch tonight, Tom. Okay. Oh, we're starting to get caught up, okay? Because it's a new year. New year, new me. and we've watched, well, we've watched, they released, Stray Kids released, the Step Out 2024 video. Now, you may remember the 2023 one where they talked about all the things that are happening in 2023. But this one, I know this is going to come as a surprise, is about 2024.
Oh, shit.
I know. So, if you want to find out what Stray Kids is going to be doing for the next year, we got to watch this shit right now. You ready?
I'm ready.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, you know.
Step Out 2024. There it is. There it is.
All right.
All right, Tom. What do you think? What do you think about the plans for 2024?
It's exciting stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why is only the 4 of them in that video?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? There were only 4 of them in there. Where's the other 4?
Is that true? Was I not paying attention?
Unless they just like cut.
Yeah, it was all of them.
Was it?
Okay.
Well, at certain times, like, there were only 4 of them on screen. And I'm like,
right. Yeah. I don't think all 8 were on the screen at the same time. Yeah. First 4 did the recap. The second 4 did the new stuff.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Lino busted and was like, hey, get out of here. I'm over here now.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Third World Tour.
Yeah.
Are we going?
You know, I don't know.
Well, okay, here's my thought, right? Sure, yeah. Is that
tell me.
I don't think they'll come to America, right?
Why?
That would be silly. I mean, I guess, oh my God. I guess they probably would. Right?
Yeah,
because it's like
they?
Guaranteed sales. Because they had a world tour and then they did a second lap on the world tour, which they're now calling the second world tour. This will be the third world tour. And in all of those times, they didn't go to Europe or South America. They did. At one point they did a show in Australia, but like, come on, like, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The whole world did not get included in the world tour. So like, do the rest of the world, you know? And then at the end, the tail end, you know, hit New York, Chicago, LA, and then go home, you know?
Sure.
Or go to Davis, California, the home of all stays.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. I saw everyone Spotify Wrapped, okay? That's where a stay is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, yeah. Oh God. The worst part about it is that it was hard to get tickets when we got tickets, but we got them, right? For the last time we went.
Mm-hmm.
Now with Stray Kids is way more popular. Right. It's gonna be impossible. And I already I did hate the ticketing experience last time because Ticketmaster sucks. Right. So it's not going to be better. It's going to be the same and probably worse. So
that's why I'm like, yeah, it sounds exciting, right? A world tour, especially if they come, here's the thing. The idea of going to a Stray Kids concert is really exciting. And so,
I mean, it's awesome. I went, it was great.
However, the cost involved and the stress and just everything else, I don't know. It may not be worth it for me.
Well, we'll see how it goes when they announce, you know, more, you know, plans and stuff. But hey, but they're also going to give one album and one special album. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. And yeah. 8 Skiz players. 8.
Yeah.
I suspect that the special album will be the next, like, Skiz. It'll be Skiz 2024. And we'll finally get, you know, Heroes Soup 8. Ooh. 8. OT8, you know?
I mean, that would be nice.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be good. I genuinely thought that we were going to get it this year, and then we didn't, and I was like, oh, yeah. Okay then. But to be fair, they also didn't release, so, well, no, I guess that was Skiz Replay. Yeah, I don't know, man. Because I was thinking, like, the new Stay official membership is coming soon, and so I thought maybe... like how Skiz Replay was kind of rolled in as a tie-in album for that. If you bought the you know, fan kit, that they would do that again with a special album and it would come with all the stuff. Right. But
yeah,
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, but only one album. And I know it doesn't include Japanese promotions or Japanese singles or whatever, but like, I'm glad because they've been kind of going nonstop. So I hope that while they're on tour, they get a little bit more rest this time and don't get COVID. That'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is popping off right now. So
it sure fucking is.
Yeah. Maybe they should really funny. Just stay at home, relax.
Yeah. Just chill. I mean, like when they all were stuck at home and then they were doing like, you know, that's when like Hyunjin really got into, he was like, getting really into art. Like he was already painting and stuff, but like he was really able to like focus on having a hobby, you know, which is nice. Right. So yeah, I don't know. It's great. I don't know. I'm excited about what's to come, but that'll be fun. Yeah. Also them boys look good. They looked so hot in that video. Just putting that out there for the world. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. But we also were going to watch 2 Kids show and see what's up with Changbin and Felix. That's a good pair.
What is up with Changbin and Felix?
It's probably chaos. All right, Tom, what'd you think of that? Changbin, Felix.
Huh? That was special.
It was special. You know, only until they were in the middle of the performance, I realized, oh, these are our biases together.
True that.
This is our 2 biases performing together and doing this whole interview. And I only realized it in like the last 30 seconds that I was like, oh, this is for us. This is just for us.
Yeah.
That was nice. Ooh, the song's good too. I mean, like the song was good before, but Felix's voice. You know, we all know about the Felix effect, right? We all know he's got this deep voice. It's very impressive. Okay. We all know that. Okay. It's all true.
Right.
And yet He still fucking surprises me all the goddamn time when he opens his mouth. He just opens his mouth and just lets it go. And I'm like, holy shit, why is it that deep?
Yeah.
It's wild. And then, of course, like Changbin's clean vocals are so beautiful. It's just, it's great. Yeah. I can't even think about the interview right now because I'm just reeling from the performance.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they just really love each other, you know?
Yeah.
They do. That's why they didn't kiss. Right. They're homies at Han River.
Yeah.
They didn't do that, and it's got me going, like, do you think that they feel like it's played out? Or is it literally that Changbin was just a little bit sick and they didn't want to push it? Oh, fuck me. It's a little yawn for you.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, I had prepped for us to watch two of these, but we're not gonna.
Yeah, you tired?
I'm tired. What the fuck? What happened?
I mean, I just woke up. I can go.
I'm sure you could. You can go all night, baby.
Yeah.
But I can't. So instead, we'll talk about this episode.
Okay.
So Lino killing it as usual. He's so comfortable being the MC. I'm just always impressed by him.
Yeah.
Because he can sound like an MC while also constantly taunting Changbin and making like just being like, so how does it feel that Felix has a body pillow of you and he's hugging it every night with your face on it? Does that make you feel anything?
Right.
You're the one with your face on the pillow. So, and I think it's great that Felix still has that pillow. However, my real problem with it, and I do have a problem with it, okay? Okay, everybody, you ready? This is serious. Is that I've tried to find that pillow, and I can't. And I want it. And I've wanted it since Kingdom. Since we first saw him get the present, and yet here I am sitting here, dwecky pillowless. I've seen some facsimiles; they do not match up with the correct pillow. Okay, it's bullshit. That's so frustrating. So anyway, I get so frustrated by the fact that like we haven't been able to just like recreate it, you know, drop ship one to me, please. It's all I want. I just want that dwicky body pillow. Now, to be fair,
we have a
Stray Kids body pillow.
Aww.
It's not full size. We got it at a local K-pop store. You know, it is what it is. Really, what I should get, do you think that they make like a hugging pillow covers for Stray Kids? Is that a thing?
Who is they? And yes, of course.
Humans.
They do.
Humans.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I have a body pillow.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Naturally.
Like a, you know. And originally I bought it for Jeanette because she was pregnant and needed somewhere to rest her belly while she was sleeping.
You bought it for Jeanette. Sure. Yeah. Okay.
I did. I bought it while she was pregnant with Logan, and it had half-naked anime girls on it, as you know, as is tradition.
Yeah, naturally.
Yeah, it was fun. But after the kids were bored and starting to get a little older, we bought like a plain, just normal cover for it and tucked those away somewhere. I think we actually threw we had one that I think had Asuna from Sword Art Online on it.
Yeah.
But like it was the shittiest print ever and we never used it because it just looked like garbage. Like it was pixelated. Just so ugly. Yeah, sometimes you just don't get a good one. You take your wallet into the danger zone when you just buy random shit off of Amazon, I guess.
True that.
But, I don't know. So, To answer the question earlier, the little pillow, the little body pillow that we have that's Stray Kids, it's all the members. It's not like, you know, it's not like the traditional Dakimakura, where you like have like a half naked member drawn on there. It's just like the members' faces, and it's kind of looks like Maniac print. We'll post a picture of it. I'm sure Jeanette could take a picture of it. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. It's small, but it's cool. We'll put it on top of the, we'll take a picture where it's on top of the other body pillow. And then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where was I? Oh, right. The pillow. I want the fucking pillow. So I want the pink one.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking. Okay. I'm in danger right now. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm in danger.
Okay.
Oni put his paw up on my chair. Between my legs. Okay.
Oh.
It's on the chair. Okay. And his nail is stuck in it.
Oh no.
So if I try to help him and get him out,
There's a chance
he's just gonna like attack me. You right. know what I mean? And yeah, I'm in danger. So let's just see if I can.
A few moments later.
Woo-wee, that was dangerous. All right, anyway. Oh, he's okay. He's okay, and so am I so far. All right, anyway, I want the fucking pillow. So, internet, what are you doing?
Deliver.
And again, I would accept just like, you know, a thirst trap anime-style version of our boys on a full-size pillowcase.
Right.
Because that would be fine to an extent. Oh, there it is. There you go. It would be fine to an extent, you know, because I do have kids, you know. The Dweki pillow would work, right? Because it's just Chungbin's face and a big pink pillow. No one's going to question that.
Right.
But a hot half-naked boy is a little much, you know, for right. children.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know... our kids are still young enough to where they're just going to come into our bedroom every morning. So,
yeah,
you know,
it's going to happen.
Anyway, some of the other things that happen in this where they talked about how they like to go sauna together and get hot. And then they touch each other's bodies all over,
oh.
rub them around. Yeah, Lino's questions were a little leading. I don't know. he was definitely there was some implication there about how they you know would like to you know spend time together. But yeah, they both massaged each other a lot, and they like hard massages. Which I know you and I think we both agree that that's the best kind of massage, right?
It can't be too hard, though. Hard is good,
yeah,
but
okay,
not...
Right.
I don't want to be hurt afterwards.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if it's, like, too gentle, like a little soft, it's basically like a back rub, not a back massage, you know?
Yeah.
That's just frustrating, right?
I mean, it depends. Like, I'll take a back rub, but if I'm going for a massage, like, get in uh-huh. there. Like,
right. Yeah.
Make something happen.
Mm-hmm. Throw an elbow in there, you know? Just really put your weight into
it. If you need to, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think that... I feel like Felix would need to, but I don't think that Chungbin would. But I would let him. Well, he's got big old big boy muscles.
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, big old big boy muscles don't need you to, you know.
They're good at kneading.
Yeah, they're good at kneading. Oh, maybe that's why Felix is so good. Right? Because, like, you know, Felix, he's a baker, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So maybe he needs the dough, and then he's like, give me your muscles. They're like dough to me.
Yeah.
And he just rubs them.
He just gets in there. He's just like,
gets in there.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. I like their relationship a lot. I think it was fun to see they, I mean, they played with Lino a lot. I mean, like, they were all just, like, joking. Like, you could see, like, there's definitely this, like, undercurrent of them just having fun. I liked Lino started the whole thing off basically saying, like, yeah, I don't know, there was this other MC, but he's not as good as me and stuff. Just funny. Oh, it was good. I don't know. It was great. I loved this whole episode. So yeah. I encourage everyone to watch this one, especially because it's our biases. True. Did you learn anything about Chungbin that you didn't already know?
No, I can't think of anything.
I think maybe the only thing was that, and not surprising, but like, that we always see him being a jokey Jokerton. He's a big old jokester, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's the class clown when yucking it up in the Racha logs and in the, you know, just every video that we ever have. Chungbin's just the life of the party, having a good time. But it appears that when, you know, they're off stage and they need to get serious, he's like the serious one who's like commanding attention and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting. I mean, I think that in previous shows, they talked about how he'll be the one that notices that people are having feelings and will talk to them about it. And so that's interesting. I don't know. I just thought that was interesting that he's the mature one when in front of Stay, he acts like kind of a little goofball, the butt of the joke, right. You know, yeah, but actually, no, he's like a very serious person. And when it's time to be serious, he's that guy. So I think that's cool. Yeah. Love it. Mm-hmm. As for Felix, he said he forgot kissing the homies at Han River and I'll never forgive him.
I don't believe that.
No, I think it was a joke.
I think he was just kidding around.
I think he was being a little goofy, Gooferton.
Yeah.
What was the other thing that Chungbin said? He said that he's like a chick. What kind of a chick?
yeah. A strong chick.
A strong chick. He's like a strong chick.
And he's
he's not.
What do you mean? And then Chungbin's like, you don't chirp like this. You chirp like this.
yeah. That would, like, if it wasn't for the performance, I would say that was the best part of this episode. So there you go.
I think it was even after the performance.
Oh shit. Yeah. He's calling out the performance. You know, they didn't do the whole song, so that makes sense. Yeah. If they did the whole song, you know, it is what it is, but
it is.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I loved it. Anyway, this was great. And can't wait for the next episode. The next episode, which we can see, it's not going to be very timely because it's Felix and Sungmin performing 24 to 25, the Christmas song.
Oh,
it's going to be like fucking February when that episode comes out. It's okay. We'll be okay. We'll be all right. It's going to be fun. And if you want to be all right, you got to go to makeastay.com.
You do have to go to makeastay.com.
And you can...
It's actually a requirement now. If you listen to this... If you're listening to this episode, you are legally obligated to go to makeastay.com.
Legally obligated. We've got our lawyers on it.
Yeah.
Our lawyers have been in touch. They've said you're now obligated to...
Yeah.
Yeah. Ipso facto.
If you don't... Oh, well, if you've already been, then you're fine. Well, if you're already in the Discord, you're good. You're off the hook. Mm-hmm. You're not legally obligated. But if you're listening to this right now and you're not in the Discord, you are legally obligated.
Oh, shit.
Go to makeastay.com and join the Discord.
Oh.
Our lawyers will be in touch with you if you do not.
Well, you better get on that, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's not a threat. Our goal is to get 1,000 people.
1,000 members.
We want 1,000 members in our Discord tomorrow. And you can hear, you'll be able to hear great things on our soundboard, like barking.
Yeah.
Or
wee-wee.
Shake your wee-wee.
Shake your wee-wee.
Or, you know, Yeah. You know, things like that, you know? Tom is super excited to do this. I think that we can reach this goal. Maybe let's get 1,000 people in our Discord by the end of the year. That's not going to happen, but you could make it happen if you're listening to this. Like, you it's
could,
up to you.
You could make it happen by going to makeastay.
Oh shit!
.com.
He circled back on it.
Yeah.
Makeastay.com. I'll
create a new page called be makeastay. Go to makeastay.com/makeithappen. And it'll just be a giant fucking link to the Discord. I'm gonna do it right now. I'm opening my web tools. He's gonna do it.
Yep. It's gonna be a thing. So by the time this comes out, it'll definitely be there. Right?
Uh huh.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah. And it's gonna be good. Can't wait. If we hit 1,000 members on Discord, then our Discord will be discoverable, and then people will be able to search for it find it just on Discord.
Yeah.
Now, I think that's cool. That's great. It'll get people to, like, you know, get excited about our podcast. We may find that once we get discoverability and people can find our podcast more easily on Discord, it attracts the wrong kind of attention, and then we'll have to lock it down. But we'll see.
Could be.
You know, it's I'm excited possible. To find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be good.
All right. Well, you know, I want to remain positive. I want optimism.
Yeah, for sure. Optimism. Yes, I'm optimistic.
I'm optimistic.
Because, look, the worst case scenario is that we get to meet all of these extra people who want to join a fun Stray Kids Discord, that it's a good time, you know?
True, true, true.
So, you know, worst case
is to make more stays.
Make more stays.
Make a stay. Makeastay.com/make more stays.
Make stay stay.
Make stay stay. And that's really the whole goal here, isn't it? Is to make a stay. It's not just about me. It's about you, the listener, making your friends stays, right? This is not just a journey for me. This is a journey for everyone that loves Stray Kids and wants Stray Kids to have more stray, more stays in the mix.
Yeah.
Oh, Stray Kids everywhere, all around the world. You know what they say?
You make Stray Kids tickets difficult to buy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I think that's what the phrase is. Yeah. If you're listening to this and you have friends that like Stray Kids, tell them to stop. Okay, we need those ticket prices to go down.
We have just got just full 180. You know what? Don't be a stay.
Don't join the Discord. Stop listening to this podcast.
No, don't. Yeah, don't listen to him. But do get tickets to see Stray Kids.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of fun. Okay, bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Shake your wee-wee.